Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Friday, April 9th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. A Pakistani pastor is killed in a home attack. Nepal grinds to a halt under a general strike, and believers are wary. And the lights will soon go on at a Bible school in Zambia. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, a Pakistani pastor was brutally killed in front of his family, but his loss is tempered with the thought of furthering the gospel in Pakistan. 42-year-old George Masih was shot to death by two masked gunmen in the Muslim village of Manawala.
They grabbed the wife and held her off to the side, and one of them fired a shotgun into the face of Pastor George Masih. He died almost instantly and leaves behind a wife of only 35 years and four very young children.
But Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs says Masih's funeral brought out 300 villagers.
At his funeral, there were even Muslims there at the funeral who came to remember him, spoke well of his witness and how he was friendly, how he was a person who cared about them, who loved them. You know, our hope is that this is going to plant the seeds of the gospel.
His wife is asking for prayer, not just for herself, but for other Christians in Pakistan to remain strong. Meanwhile, a general strike this week called by Maoist rebels forced Nepal to her knees. Violence has plagued efforts towards stability amid rumors of religious oppression. InterServe's Cynthia Hale says while believers have been persecuted, this is not a sectarian war.
I'm not aware that this present violent situation is directed against Christians in particular. It's between Maoist communist insurrectionist movement and the government forces. And anyone caught in between may suffer, but is not directed against the Christians.
Hale explains that the unrest makes it difficult to travel, but has had little effect on the church itself.
The InterServe teams participate in the local fellowships of Christians, wherever they happen to be. And those local fellowships have not disbanded or had to go underground any more than they always have been. And as I understand it, the kingdom of God continues to grow in the hearts of people.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board is being second-guessed by friend and foe of mission outreach. That second-guessing is coming in the wake of the deaths of eight missionary workers killed in action over the last couple of years. Many are saying missionaries should only be sent to safe locations. However, the IMB counters by saying that would prevent outreach in most of the world, including Muslim and Hindu regions. While safety is important, outreach is even more important. Next, while many Christians in the United States are pushing for missionary safety, Christians in countries opposed to the gospel are taking a different approach. Global Advance holds frontline shepherds conferences all over the world for national Christian leaders. Global Advance's David Shibley says Christians are taking risks.
I have met many pastors in several nations who have had to place their families in hiding at different points simply to plant churches in unreached areas and in areas where people are very hostile to the gospel message.
Global Advance is holding some 40 conferences this year because the international missionary situation is changing.
There are now more cross-cultural missionaries being deployed from non-Western nations than from Western nations. That's a victory for the church around the world as the church worldwide takes ownership of the Great Commission.
And electricity is finally coming to an IN Network partner Bible school in Zambia. The Zacks Institute has functioned since 1986 without electric power, and for the past 3 years has relied on a diesel generator for limited power supply. Recently, the National Electricity Authority announced an expansion of power lines that will pass by the school. The Institute's mission to train church leaders will be enhanced by the change and allow for better study. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the story of national workers across the Indian subcontinent, their sacrifice, and the incredible results. That's The Call to Harvest at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.